The bar is crowded and noisy, but somehow you find me with your eyes before your hands ever touch me. You somehow see me and know that I'm not the same as every other woman in this place. It's like you can smell it on me, that I'm already wet between my thighs, that I need to be used, that if you pulled me into a dark, shadowy corner, I wouldn't tell you no. You come up behind me like you belong there, close enough that I can feel your cock resting against my ass, like a rock-hard promise against my butt cheeks. You don't even bother with a pickup line. You just lean in, your breath on my neck, and lips brushing my ear, and say, "You need to be fucked like a dirty whore, don't you?" My God, the pulse between my thighs. Thighs squeezing together. I swear to fuck, I came just a little bit hearing that. I turn and meet your eyes. I don't say yes, but I didn't need to. You take my hand, slowly move us through the crowd, through a dark back hallway into the staff bathroom, and slam that door shut. You don't kiss me. You don't even bother undressing me. You shove me up against the wall, roughly rip my panties down and drop to your knees. "You're dripping wet. You know that?" That's what you said to me. "Fucking soaked through, you little whore." And I moan because, yes, I am. You devour my cunt like you own it. Tongue deep. Fast. Sloppy. Your fingers shoving inside me, stretching me wide. Knuckle deep. Fucking relentless. Dripping onto your wrist and your palm as you growl into my ear. Look at you, such a messy little fuckhole for me. Oh, fuck, I come so fast and hard at your words. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Clenching fucking tight around your fingers. And squeezing my thighs closed around you like I could pull you into me and fucking keep you. You stand up, unzip, your cock thick and hard, and immediately slap it against my pussy. "Beg for it," that's what you said, like I wasn't already a puddly fucking mess for you. But I did, because of course I did. Please fuck me like a slut. Like this is all I am, a wet, needy hole for your fucking cock. And that's exactly what you do. You shove yourself inside me. Ah, fuck, one long, brutal thrust. My tight, slick cunt stretched open wide for you. Like it's yours to destroy, and maybe it is. Maybe I gave it to you the second I met your eyes and didn't walk away from you. Oh, you grip my hair. Fuck me hard like that. Make me take every single fucking inch. No protection, just raw. Hot, filthy fuck as you use me and call me names. Your voice again in my ear. Look at this nasty little cunt. This is what you're for, isn't it? Just being ruined by strangers. Barely breathe. My pussy's so wet, making the filthiest sounds, slick and messy around your cock while your balls smack my ass over and over again. "Say it," you demand. "Tell me what you are." I gasp as you pump into me, telling you, "I know exactly what I am, a greedy plaything, a fuck toy. Just a tight hole for you to fuck." You moan, long and low, shoving deep, harder. And when you come, hold me there against that wall, your cock buried as deep as you can go and filling me with every thick hot drop from your balls. Filling me, claiming me, your cum leaking down my thighs before you even pull out. And you looked at me when it was over. Still no names, no apology for it, for any of it. Just a smug fucking grin. You know exactly what you've done to me. You left first. Didn't ask my name, didn't offer yours. But my body absolutely remembers you. The way you made my cunt ache with need. Just in that initial meeting of eyes. The way you split me open in more ways than one. You didn't just fuck me, you made me. In the dark hallway, fucked and used up against a wall. You turned me into exactly what I told you I was. And I fucking live for that. Every single second of being ruined by a stranger. And no one knew. No one but you.